This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After months of rumors, actual facts are due today about Apple's new iPhone. The unveiling will confirm or put down assertions. It will have a fancier, maybe two-lens camera, and that it might not have the traditional headphone jack. How much more can a phone really do for you? Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look.
Peak oil is the point at which the world's oil production will hit its max and tail off from there. People love using that concept for other things. I put the peak phone question to Frank Gillette, an industry analyst with Forrester.
For the moment, maybe not total peak smartphone, but certainly a plateau.
In a mature market, there's a lot of competition and not much gotta-have-it innovation, at least when it comes to hardware. Software still has plenty of room for improvement. Think total life integration with your tiny electronic butler.
My guess is that only newer phones will be able to do some of those cool automated intelligence features.
Cool, but needing more and more processing power, which Gillette says could be the main driver to upgrade every few years. And Ananda Ghosh, who teaches information technology at NYU's business school, says he sees value in the blasé.
It's a very smart experiment by Apple to test the true extent of their loyal base.
How many will stick around? What upgrades resonate with buyers? That'll inform where they go with future models. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
On that possibility, the new iPhone today has no regular headphone jack. I was just overseas for 2 weeks and my smartphone failed, with the only way to make an emergency voice call putting headphones into the jack. Music in the rent-a-car, no Bluetooth, only aux in. Had to use the headphone jack.